An extract from The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, read by Anthony Jenkins. Stage crew. Bagheera stretched himself at full length and half shut his eyes. "Little brother," he said, "feel under my jaw." Mowgli put up his strong brown hand, and just under Bagheera's silky chin, where the giant rolling muscles were all hid by the glossy hair, he came upon a little bald spot. "There is no one in this jungle that knows that I, Bagheera, carry that mark, the mark of a collar. And yet, little brother, I was born among men, and it was among men that my mother died, in the cages of the king's palace of Udipur. It was because of this that I paid the price for thee at the council where thou wast the little naked cub. Yes, I too was born among men. I had never seen the jungle. They fed me behind bars from an iron pan till one night I felt that I was Bagheera, the panther, and no man's plaything. And I broke the silly lock with one blow of my paw and came away. And because I had learned the ways of men, I became more terrible in the jungle than Shere Khan. Is it not so?" "Yes," said Mowgli. "All the jungle fears Bagheera, all except Mowgli." "Oh, thou art a man's cub," said the Black Panther very tenderly. "And even as I return to my jungle, so thou must go back to men at last, to the men who are thy brothers, if thou art not killed in the council."
"But why? But why should any wish to kill me?" said Mowgli.
"Look at me," said Bagheera, and Mowgli looked at him steadily between the eyes. The big panther turned his head away in half a minute. "That is why," he said, shifting his paw on the leaves. "Not even I can look thee between the eyes, and I was born among men, and I love thee, little brother. The others, they hate thee because their eyes cannot meet thine, because thou art wise, because thou art hast pulled out thorns from their feet, because thou art a man." "I did not know these things," said Mowgli suddenly, and he frowned under his heavy black eyebrows. "What is the law of the jungle? Strike first and then give tongue? By thy very carelessness they know that thou art a man. Be wise. It is in my heart that when a killer misses his next kill, and at each hunt it costs him more to pin the buck, the pack will turn against him and against thee. They will hold a jungle council at the rock, and then I have it," said Bagheera, leaping up. "Go thou down quickly to the men's huts in the valley, and take some of the red flower which they grow there, so that when the time comes, thou mayest have even a stronger friend than I, or Baloo, or those of the pack that love thee. Get the red flower." By red flower, Bagheera meant fire. Only no creature in the jungle will call fire by its proper name. Every beast lives in deadly fear of it, and invents 100 ways of describing it.
"The red flower," said Mowgli.
"That grows outside their huts in the twilight. I will get some." "There speaks the man's cub," said Bagheera proudly. "Remember that it grows in little pots. Get one swiftly, and keep it by thee for time of need."
"Good," said Mowgli. "I go, but art thou sure? Oh, my Bagheera," he slipped his arm around the splendid neck and looked deep into the big eyes. "Art thou sure that all this is Shere Khan's doing?"
"By the broken lock that freed me, I am sure, little brother." "Then, by the bull that bought me, I will pay Shere Khan full tale for this. And it may be a little over," said Mowgli, and he bounded away.